Podcast Sandi Soccer segera dimulai. Selamat mendengarkan.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Hello, welcome back again in Anti-Mainstream Sandi Soccer Podcast. This is a podcast that talk about football and environment issue from Indonesia. Today, I'm Nomo Mantre. We will discuss about host city in World Cup 2022 in Qatar. After we walk around the city of Al Bayt, the next trip in the third episode of World Cup traveling, this time we will head to the Qatari capital, Doha. Doha, or Ad-Dawha, or Ad-Doha, is the capital of Qatar and has more people than the rest of Qatar combined, with a population of 2.3 million in 2018. The city is located on the coast of the Persian Gulf in the east of the country, north of Al-Wakrah and south of Al-Khor. It is Qatar's fastest growing city, with over 80% of the nation population living in Doha or its surrounding suburb. It is the political and economic center of the country. Doha was founded in the 1820s as an offshoot of Al-Bida. It was officially declared as the country's capital in 1971, when Qatar gained independence from being a British protectorate. As the commercial capital of Qatar and one of the emergent financial centers in the Middle East, Doha is considered a beta-level global city by the Globalization and World Cities Research Network. Doha accommodates Education City, an area devoted to research and education, and Hamad Medical City, an administrative area of medical care. It is also includes Doha Sports City, or Aspire Zone, an international sports destination that includes Khalifa International Stadium, a stadium for the 2022 FIFA World Cup, Hamad Aquatic Center, and the Aspire Dome. The city was host the first ministerial level meeting of the Doha Development Round of World Trade Organization negotiation. It was also selected as host city of a number of sporting events, including the 26th Asian Games, the 2011 Pan Arab Games, and most of the games at the 2011 AFC Asian Cup. In December 2011, the World Petroleum Council held the 20th World Petroleum Conference in Doha. Additionally, the city hosts the 2012 UNFCCC climate negotiation, and it's set to host the 2022 FIFA World Cup. This city also hosted the 140th Inter-Parliamentary Union Assembly in April 2019. The etymology of Doha. According to the Ministry of Municipality and Environment, the name Doha originated from the Arabic term Dohat, meaning roundness, a reference to the rounded base surrounding the area's coastline. The geographical of Doha. Doha is located on the central east portion of Qatar, bordered by the Persian Gulf on its coast. Its elevation is 10 meters. Doha is highly urbanized. Land reclamation of the coast has added 400 hectares of land and 30 kilometers of coastline. Half of the 22 kilometer square of surface area which Hamad International Airport was constructed on was reclaimed land. The geology of Doha is primarily composed of weather unconformity. On the top of the Eocene period Dammam formation, forming dolomitic limestone. The Pearl is an artificial island in Doha with a surface area of nearly 400 hectares. The total project has been estimated to cost $15 billion upon completion. Other islands of Doha's coast include Palm Tree Island, Sharrow Island, Sophia Island, and Alia Island. In a 2010 survey of Doha's coastal waters conducted by the Qatar Statistic Authority, it was found that its maximum depth was 7.5 meters and minimum depth is 2 meters. Furthermore, the waters had an average pH of 7.83, a salinity of 49, an average temperature of 22.7 degrees, and 5.5 milligram per liter of dissolved oxygen. And this time is my favorite part. We talk about Doha climate. Doha climate has a hot desert climate by Köppen climate classification, with long, extremely hot summers and short, warm winters. The average high temperature between May and September surpassed 38 degrees and often approached 45 degrees Celsius. Humidity is usually the lowest in May and June. Dew points can surpass 30 degrees Celsius in the summer. Throughout the summer, the city averages almost no precipitation and less than 20 millimeters during other months. Rainfall is scarce at a total of 75 millimeters per year. Falling on isolated days, mostly between October to March. The winter days are relatively warm while the sun is up and cool during the night. The temperature rarely drops below 7 degrees Celsius. The highest temperature recorded was 50.4 degrees Celsius on 14 July 2010, which is the highest temperature to have ever been recorded in Qatar. Based on information from Climatology Department in Qatar, climate data for Doha on November until December is 25 degrees Fahrenheit, 25 degrees Celsius until 32.7 Celsius, or in Fahrenheit 77 until 90.9 Fahrenheit. Now we go to sport in Qatar. Sport in Qatar, football is the most popular sport in Qatar and Doha, of course. There are 6 Doha-based sports clubs with football teams competing in the Qatar Stars League, the country's top football league. They are Al Ahly, Al Arabi, Al Shad, Al Duhail, and Qatar SC. Al Shad, Al Arabi, and Qatar SC are the most successful, 3 most successful teams in the league history. Numerous football tournaments have been hosted in Doha. The most prestigious tournament include 1988 and 2011 edition of the AFC Asian Cup and the 1995 FIFA World Youth Championship. In December 2010, Qatar won the right to host the 2022 FIFA World Cup. 3 of 9 newly announced stadium will be constructed in Doha, including Sport City Stadium, Doha Port Stadium, and Qatar University Stadium. Additionally, the Khalifa International Stadium is set to undergo an expansion. Considering the country's rapid development for the 2022 World Cup, FIFA awarded the hosting right of 2019 FIFA Club World Cup and 2020 FIFA Club World Cup also to Qatar. And today for this episode, we are talk about stadium in Doha. The name is Stadium 974 or Stadium 974. Stadium 974 or Istad 974, formerly Ras Abu Aboud Stadium, is a football stadium in Ras Abu Aboud, Doha, Qatar. Opened November 30, 2021, it is a temporary venue made from 974 recycled shipping containers that will host matches during the 2022 FIFA World Cup, after which it will be dismantled. It is the first temporary venue in FIFA World Cup history. Design and construction. The concept of the stadium was designed by Van Wyk Iriberen Architect. The stadium is constructed on a 450,000 square meter waterfront site and is situated on an artificial promontory. It has a modular design and incorporates 974 recycled shipping containers in homage to the site's industrial history and the International Dialling Code for Qatar plus 974. Some of the containers house stadium amenities such as bathrooms and concession. The shipping containers and seats used by the stadium are later to be dismantled and provide as assistance to other underdeveloped countries in the world. It is the first temporary venue in FIFA World Cup history. The stadium is one of 8 being converted for the FIFA World Cup in Qatar 2022. The procurement process for the stadium conversion began in 2017. The construction of the stadium involved HBK Contracting Company. DCBQA Tim Hatter, Van Wyk Iribarren, Architect, Slahih, Bergman Partner, and Hilson Maron. The stadium received a 4-star rating from the GSAS, or Global Sustainability Assessment System. The history of the stadium. The stadium was initially announced under the name Ras Abu Abu Stadium during a launch event on 20 November 2021. The venue was officially renamed Stadium 974. It hosts its first match on November 30, 2021, on the opening day of the 2021 FIFA Arab Cup between United Arab Emirates and Syria. The stadium hosts 5 matches during the tournament. For FIFA World Cup 2022, 974 Stadium will host 7 matches during FIFA World Cup. First is Mexico versus Poland, next Portugal, Ghana, France and Denmark also in here, Brazil and Swiss in November 28, Poland, Argentina, Serbia, Swiss, and in 5 December, the last match in this stadium is winner of Group G versus runner-up from Group H. After the World Cup, the stadium is set to be dismantled after the 2022 FIFA World Cup. After being dismantled, there are plans for the stadium to be transported and rebuilt in Maldonado, Uruguay to host match for the 2030 FIFA World Cup if the country's bid proves successful. Wow. This is the end of today's third episode. In the next episode, we will discuss about one other stadium located in the city of Doha. It's owned by Qatar 2022 FIFA World Cup Supreme Committee. Thanks for listening and see you in the next episode. Bye-bye. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Terima kasih sudah mendengarkan podcast ini. Sampai jumpa.